And then 473, please.
Accept bid of Kulf Construction, LLC, for the Luther Road Habitat Restoration Project for $2,431,824.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Council members. I'm Barb Gibson, Procurement Manager. And today we have before you the Chief Procurement Officer's report recommending the contract award to Kulf Construction, LLC, for the Luther Road Restoration Project on behalf of the Bureau of Environmental Services. The construction contract cost based on bids received is $2,431,824. Project came in under the engineer's estimate. In February 2014, the city issued an invitation to bid number 116488 for the previously noticed project, and on April 1st, 10 bids were received. Kulf Construction was deemed responsive to the bid requirements. Originally, Kulf identified no MWESB utilization. Through the work of the folks in the procurement services, we were able to identify 27.7% of the subcontracting dollars going to an MW or E small business firm. At this time, I turn it back to council for any questions regarding the solicitation. And we have Scott Gibson and Joe Richards here from the Bureau of Environmental Services to answer any technical questions about the project.
Nice work on that MBE percentage questions. Okay, and is there anyone signed up to testify on this?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for these.
We might want to keep you here for 474.
Okay. This one...
Let's get Carl to read it, please.
I'm sorry.
474, accept bid of Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Southeast Clinton Carruthers System Improvements for $2,290,914.
This one is a Chief Procurement Officer's report, again, recommending a contract award, this time to Moore Excavation, for the Southeast Clinton Carruthers System Improvements on behalf of Bureau of Environmental Services. The construction contract cost based on bids received was $2,290,914. This is 9.45% under the engineer's estimate. In March 2014, the city issued an invitation to bid number 116424 for the previously noted project, and on April 15th, four bids were received. Moore was determined to be responsive to the bid requirements and was identified at 80.5% of the subcontracting dollars going to an MW or ESB contractor. Again, I can turn it back to council for questions regarding the solicitation process.
If I could just make four brief comments.
Mm-hmm, please.
Because we are going to be giving a little more attention to these matters going forward, and I just want to make sure my colleagues have all the relevant information. Under this project, we will add 24 Green Street stormwater planters and two blocks of pervious pavement to keep stormwater out of our sewers. That's a total of 1.8 million gallons of stormwater out of our sewer system annually. We're replacing 3,800 feet of aging and undersized, combined sewer pipes to reduce the possibility of a sewage release. And the average age of the pipe that's being replaced is 102.
Wow. Oh. And did you say 80% of the subcontracting dollars? 80. Wow. That's impressive. Good work. Okay, any other questions for the team? Anyone signed up to testify on this?
I did not have sign-up sheets for these.
Okay, then let's take a roll call on the acceptance of 473.
Do you want a motion to accept the report?
Motion. So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Fish.
Thank you for an excellent and concise report. Aye.
Zaltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And 474, motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Fish?
Aye.
Zaltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
We've seen a lot of contracts from Moore Excavation over my
5.5 years on the council, and it's really great to see increasing percentages of minority women emerging small businesses. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, I love that financial performance in both cases. We're under the engineer's estimate, and we're over our goals for MBE utilization. So those are great numbers to deviate from. Aye. Thank you. Good work.